Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So when the Prophet came والسلام, on the seventh year to perform Umrah, the people of Mecca evacuated it and they went on top of a mountain called Abi Qubais. And this mountain overlooks the Kaaba. However, it has a blind spot. And this blind spot is from between Al-Rukn al-Yamani, the Yemeni corner, till the Black Stone. And they circulated the news among themselves that let us look at these infidels when they come and make tawaf and laugh at them. Because the fever of Medina, which we spoke about before, the fever of Yathrib. Yathrib is the name that the non-Muslims used before Islam. After Islam, we as Muslims do not call it as Yathrib. We call it as Medina, or we call it as Taiba, or we call it as Taba. These are the names of Medina. But Yathrib was only used by the pagans, so that we do not use it. So they said that let's laugh, because we will see them going around the Kaaba tired because of the fever of Medina. And when the Prophet heard of that, alayhi salatu wasalam, he instructed his companions to make what is known as ramal. And what is ramal? It is to shorten your steps and make it fast. So as if you're jogging, but you're not jogging. You're just striding in a fast pace and with short steps. Why? Because this shows your agility. How do soldiers walk in their marches? They walk in a way that shows their strength and power. And how do we walk? We walk like this when we go to the haram, almost falling half asleep. So the Prophet told them, no, show them from yourselves strength and power so that they would fear you and be intimidated. But when you come to the Yemeni corner and to the Black Stone, walk normally so that it would not tire you. So they did this and the pagans were shocked and they said, what fever of Yathrib are you talking about? They're jumping like deers. They're so light and so strong. What fever are you talking about? And this was on the Umrah known as Umratul Qadiyah or Umratul Qada, meaning that this is the Umrah that the two parties signed a truce and an agreement on, which is to make it after 1 year. After that, in Hajjatul Wada', the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when they offered the tawaf, he instructed them to make ramal all the way, not to take a rest between the Yemeni corner and the Black Stone. No, to make tawaf and do ramal in the first three rounds. And this is one of the sunnahs of tawaf. Another sunnah of tawaf is known as al-ittiba'. And what is that? This is uncovering your right shoulder. So when I have my upper garment covering my shoulders all the time, only when I come to the haram and I want to start my tawaf, I bring it from underneath my shoulder and put it on my left shoulder. So my right shoulder would be exposed. This is only to be practiced in the first tawaf and that is it. So if I'm making my umrah, I go out of my house making ittiba', yes or no? No. Only when I want to start, I make and uncover it. After I finish, immediately I cover it until the rest of my umrah. If I'm making hajj, the first tawaf I do, I uncover. After that, I cover. And any tawaf afterwards, I always do it covered. Unlike what some people do. Some people, all the time, 24/7, they expose their right shoulder. So that when they go home after hajj, you can see the tan on this shoulder and the rest. And this is not part of the sunnah at all. Only in the first tawaf. Also among the things that the Prophet والسلام, used to do is that he used to come to the Black Stone and the first thing to do before tawaf is to kiss it. The first thing, where do we start our tawaf from? From the Black Stone. but not after it. So the sunnah is, the first time you go to the black stone and you kiss it. And we know, inshallah, as we will find out, if you cannot kiss it, then you wipe it with your hand and kiss your hand. If not possible, if you have a stick with your hand, touch it with it, which is al-mihjan, a bent stick. If you are unable to do this, just say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Not like people say, stand in front of the black stone, Allahu Akbar, Allah, what are you doing? No, just simply with one hand, even if two hands, just say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and move. If you stop, then you will cause the hundreds of thousands behind you to make a traffic jam, and this would cause people difficulties. So you have to do it while running around the Kaaba. Do we have any questions? Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salaam.
Due to the overcrowding in Haram, what do you have to say about the people passing in front of you while you are praying? Even the women, they pass in front of you. What is the correct rule?
If you recall, we mentioned this in the chapter that dealt with prayer, and we said that the scholars, and among them is Ibn Taymiyyah, he said that the only place that is exempted from a woman, a dog, or donkey from cutting or interrupting your prayer is the haram. Because it is impossible to prevent people, especially during the seasons. And therefore, if a woman, usually a woman, you will not have a dog nor a donkey in al-haram. If a woman passes exactly in front of you while praying, continue your prayer and never, ever think of stopping a woman passing. Because the harm is much, much more. If she wants to pass, she says, excuse me. Now, this is not permissible at all. So, by passing, your prayer, inshallah, is valid in haram of Mecca. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best.
Sheikh, when we do the circumambulation, the tawaf, after, let's say, after three rounds, it's salah time. The adhans happen at salah time. So, one of our shoulders is open. So, do we cover that right one? The right one's open. So, do we cover it for the salah or we leave it the way it is?
No, you leave it the way it is simply because the Prophet ﷺ, when he instructed us when we pray in one garment, that we should cover one shoulder, if you remember. Whenever some of you pray in one garment, he should not pray without anything on his shoulder. So, covering one shoulder does the job, inshallah. And if you cover both of them, there is no problem, but as long as it's going to be only for the time of prayer, it is permissible, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
As you said earlier that we should not touch anything except the Hajar Aswad and the Rukn Yamini. So some people place their chest, they touch their chest to the wall of the Kaaba from Hajar Aswad to the door of the Kaaba. Is it permissible?
This is a good question. This is known as Al-Multazam, the area under the door. And to the Hajar Aswad, but mainly the area under the door. And there is nothing authentic, to my knowledge, from the Prophet ﷺ's side. However, some of the companions used to consider this to be part of the things to be done when a person is in need of Allah's Azza wa Jal help and support. They used to hang on that place and do it. Personally, I would not do it because there isn't an authentic hadith. Secondly, it is not logical at all when you see the people fighting on there. They would go out of their Islamic character and behavior just to get a place. Also to touch and kiss the black stone. It is not something that a person is instructed to do if there is crowd. If you're a big person, you can bully your way around. You can hit this one and you can push this one and you can grapple this one, put a choke hold on that one until you reach there. But is this what Islam about? No, definitely not. Islam tells you, if you cannot kiss it, touch it. If it's too far, just point at it, and this is more than enough. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.